The DNR is proposing several changes for about 40 landfills that take in non-industrial trash. One idea is to let landfills use longer pipes to drain away contaminated runoff called leachate. The maximum length would be 2,000 feet instead of the current 1,200-foot limit. The expanded pipes and other proposed language could have the effect of letting the dumps grow 67% taller. But DNR Waste Management Director Suzanne Bangert says the rule would mean more efficient land use.
Currently, we are seeing expansions at sites where there already is a landfill, and they're just going laterally. So they're moving out from where they started. And this will allow more efficient use of that land because you can put more garbage, if you will, in that footprint of the land that would be expanded upon anyway.
Bangert says landfills close to wetlands or surface water may not be able to use the longer pipes. She adds the rule package would require better pipes, better collection of leachate, more testing of plastic landfill liners, and fewer stability problems for both old and new landfills. But some citizen groups see little beyond the image of taller garbage dumps. Charlene Lemoyne of the Waukesha County Environmental Action League says many landfills already get an exemption to put in longer leachate pipes.
We're very concerned that the new exemptions will be going beyond the 2,000 feet, and the DNR has not put into place a long-term financial responsibility plan to be assured that these larger landfills will not come back to haunt the public in the future.
Lemoyne says she's worried the big garbage dumps may become Superfund sites. She also says she wishes the state would do a better job of keeping potentially recyclable material out of the landfills. The DNR says the connection between state recycling law and garbage dumps will be re-examined at a future date. Chuck Pernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.